Well, when you hear that music, you know it is time for the Psalms. And today's Psalm is Psalm 135. 135 is one of the Hallel Psalms. A Hallel means praise in Hebrew. And those are Psalms 113 to 118 and 135. Now, this song, this psalm is pretty long. And because we have a guest today, I'm only going to quickly go through verses 13 to 21, which I think is important for our discussion today about the church and gender ideology. So it's the psalm, there's no prescript in this psalm, and it starts in verse 13 here, where we're starting today. Lord, your name stands forever. Your renown, Lord, from age to age. For the Lord does justice for his people and takes pity on his servants. So you have to remember, there's so many things within the culture that are setting themselves up as demigods, as false gods, as gods of the culture, different ideologies, different individuals, different ways of living, lifestyle choice decisions. They're becoming gods in so many people's lives. But we have to remember, it is the Lord's name that stands forever, not just for a certain time, not just for this particular fad. No, forever. His renown from age to age. So God's name, God's love, God's mercy is timeless. And he does justice for his people. And so verse 15, pagan idols, the idols of the culture, are silver and gold, the work of human hands. And I love this part. They have mouths, but they do not speak. They have eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. There is never a breath on their lips. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. That's so powerful in talking about the issues of the culture today. The cultures are just like the fake idols, these golden images like were set up in the book of Exodus for the golden calf, what Nebuchadnezzar tried to set up in the book of Daniel for the people to worship. And we have so many things in the culture that are being worshipped as idols. But what does the Psalms tell us here? The scriptures? That they have mouths, but they not speak, eyes that see, ears that cannot hear. These things, you know, we're holding them up as idols, but ultimately they're empty and they're meaningless. Right? We're trying to find meaning in these idols of the culture that ultimately leave us empty and bereft. They don't allow us to think. In fact, they tell us what to think instead of teaching us how to think deeply, seriously, and intimately, especially in our relationship with God.
Well, and that's a big part of why we talk about the saints is, you know, to point people to flawed individuals who found their way, and rather than looking to the world and what idols based on who's on the court or who's on the field or who's in the movies, like looking to people that truly can represent a better, not idolology, but someone who is more of to look up to, like I want to be like, or I want to aspire towards, so that we know how to pray and talk to God based on our connection to that saint.
Right, exactly right. And about the eyes of the culture, I love that line, their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. So ultimately, these idols of the culture, they implode, they turn in on themselves. Because it's really, in the end, there's nothing there.
For more on the Soulful Psalms with Deacon Harold Berg Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.